out.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show. And today, Mickey is taking the gang through the magic mirror to the days of Cinderella. Yes, sir, to that famous day when Cinderella lost her glass slipper and won the prince. The gang is going to the prince's masquerade ball to watch it happen, and that's why they're all masked and costumed. Minnie is dressed as a bewitching Julia.
Oh, thank you, John.
And as for Mickey...
Ah, John, don't tell him!
Mickey is decked out as a Romeo. Boy, is he the breath of romance in his lace and ruffles.
Ah, boy!
A big pink ostrich plume sweeping from his velvet bonnet, his manly calves encased in purple tights...
Oh, I can't help it. Minnie, let me wear him.
It's my idea, John. Isn't he cute?
Cute? He's ravishing. But those purple tights, Mickey, don't they seem a bit saggy at the knees and slightly droopy?
Yeah, I'll say they're droopy. They're all pair of droopy.
Oh, look, Mickey. They're losing them again.
Okay, okay. What do I have to wear these things for anyway?
Romeo, Romeo. That's why I saw Romeo.
It's Madame Clara Cluck in a gay 90s costume.
Oh, Clara, you look super stunning. Look at Mickey, Clara. Isn't he gorgeous?
Abbott, just wait to see our pictures in Radio Mirror Magazine. Boy, do I look swell.
Yeah, me too.
And now, while Mickey hypes up his purple tights and we await the arrival of those two financial wizards, Donald Duck and Goofy, we will hear Felix Mills' arrangement of that immortal round delay, Three Blind Mice. The other night, I went to a swell boxing bout here in Hollywood. The fight was a fast and furious affair, and I was surrounded by thousands of shouting, yelling fans, excited fans, whose mouths were open a great part of the time. You know, I really couldn't help noticing what a surprising number of those fight fans had dull, dingy teeth. Teeth whose natural luster and sparkle were hidden by unsightly, masking surface stains. What a shame, I thought, that in this day and age, anyone would tolerate surface-stained teeth. Because teeth like that are a real boomerang in social and business contact. You realize, of course, that you don't have to worry along with such unsightly stains hiding the true sparkle of your smile. No, indeed. Either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing irium can show you a safe, gentle, effective way to teeth that shine and sparkle as they naturally should.
Hi, hiya, Mickey. Donald, get a load of Mickey.
Don't you laugh at Mickey. He's beautiful.
You two birds should laugh. You haven't even bothered to put on costumes for the prince's ball. How come?
Well, why gild the lily?
By the way, where's the goose that almost laid the golden egg? Remember, boys, according to the contract, it's pay that goose $2 a day or go to jail. Have you got the $2?
No, but when we get through the mirror, we've got ideas.
Where's the goose?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, we promised her the part of Scarlet O'Hara and Gone with the Wind.
Yes, you bunco artist. But where is she now?
Well, she's over at the studio taking the screen test.
Do you think she's got a chance, Goofy?
Well, she's got the looks all right, but her accent ain't so good.
By the way, Donald, how about your webfoot sex set?
Yeah, me and Donald took the $3 you gave us and bought some new junk. It's better than ever.
Well, gather them together, because if you're going to see Cinderella and the Prince, you better get started. All set, Mickey?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay, call the mirror.
I come. Master, what is thy command?
Wave the magic mirror, take us all to Cinderella and the Prince's ball.
Your wish is granted. You shall be obeyed. But hurry now. We must not be delayed.
Better get going there, Mickey. He means business.
Yeah, come on, gang. Let's go.
Hold your hat, Minnie. Here we go.
Goodbye, everybody. And Donald.
What?
Give my love to Cinderella.
What's happened? Where are we?
Gosh, it's so dark. I can't see my face in front of my hand.
We're not at the princess ball.
Oh, just back of an old house. Pete don't tell us, neither.
Hey, listen. Maybe this is Cinderella's house.
Oh, Mickey. I wonder if it is.
Well, let's peek in the window and find out.
Okay, I'll open it. You go quiet, Mike.
There. Move over, Donald. We all want to peek in.
See, there she is over there by the chimney. Hey, is that Cinderella?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, she's all in rags and just sobbing her heart out. What's that singing sound?
Oh, that's the tea kettle on the fire. It's boiling.
Uh-huh. And she's singing something to it.
Don't be frightened, child. I'm your fairy godmother. I've come to help you.
No one can help Cinderella. No one.
No one but me. I know the prince is giving a ball this evening. And all day you've wept in the chimney corner and prayed you might go.
Oh, yes, but that could only happen in my dream.
We shall see, child. We shall see. Take that pumpkin there on the hearth. Place it outside the door.
But I don't understand.
Not for you to understand, Cinderella. Now, a wave of my magic wand.
Oh, what a beautiful golden coach. 6 black horses and a coachman.
And now, Cinderella, you may go to the ball.
Oh, but my clothes, Godmother. Just rags and tatters.
Another touch of the magic wand.
Say,
far, my little maid. You're more beautiful by far than your wicked sister.
Glass slippers twinkle on my feet. My gown is of satin shimmer. My jacket is of golden cloth with diamonds all the glimmer.
Now, to the palace, my little Cinderella, to dance with the prince. But remember this. If you stay one instant after the 12th stroke of the midnight hour, your carriage will again become a pumpkin, your horse is knife, and you the little Cinder Girl you've always been.
I can't forget.
Then, farewell, Cinderella.
Goodbye, Godmother.
Oh,
that was
wonderful.
Yeah, sure was. Faster, our time is growing short. We must make haste to reach the royal court.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get to the ball before Cinderella does. Come on, everybody.
Come on
up there, girls. Will you ask me for the first chance,
Missy?
Announcing Mickey Mouse and Minnie, Crown Prince and Princess of the Realm of Disney. Sir Donald, the Magnificent, Grand Duke of Hollywood, Marquis of the Palace Theater, and Knight of the Trocadero. Count Doofy, Madame Clara Clark, and the Wedgwood Sextet, and all their retainers.
Really? Just like sitting in a storybook.
Yeah. Wouldn't the prince be surprised if we told him how it's going to turn out?
Yeah, wouldn't he, though? But if they're telling, it's a secret.
Oh, a secret, huh?
Yeah. And we mustn't tell anybody.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Here comes the prince. Oh, Mickey, do I look all right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Strangers from afar land, I bid you welcome.
Oh, thank you. Your Majesty.
So, my fine duck, you know a secret, do you?
Yeah, we'll sell it to you for $2.
Hey, Goofy.
It really isn't very important to Your Majesty. We're just going to tell you about a beautiful princess.
A beautiful princess?
You're wearing glass slippers.
Goofy, cut it out. I told you why.
The Princess Cinderella.
She is lovely. Look, my friend. She glides toward us like a shaft of moonlight. And her slippers are of glass. Did you say that a lady with glass slippers...
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome, Princess Cinderella.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Rise, Princess. Oh, you seem frightened. Your little hand is trembling.
It is true. I am afraid.
Ah, it is I who should kneel and tremble. For I am but a prince. But you, surely you are queen of beauty.
Sweet flattery. But if you knew my true identity, how small and miserable the realm would be.
Hush. I told you who you are, the queen of beauty. As for a kingdom, rule my heart. Ah, but now, I beg the honor of this dance.
I would be delighted, Your Highness.
Oh, how about it,
Lydia?
Want to dance?
Of course I do. That is, well, I'd be delighted, Your Highness.
Oh, well, hey, Donald, why don't you find a partner and have a dance?
What a dance with a duck? Certainly not.
What is that? What's the matter, Donald? Why ain't you dancing? Well, as long as you ain't dancing, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Well, There's an awful pretty girl sitting over there, right over there. You get your band together and put some pep into this shindig. Boy, I'll burn up the boards with her. Sure hope she'll dance with me. I ain't been so nervous since the day I was vaccinated. Why, hiya, sister. How's about me and you sipping the light sarcastic, huh?
Do you mean it? Are you asking me to dance?
Yeah.
I'm charmed. I'm delighted. Really, I am.
Gosh, are you honest?
Oh, yes, I haven't danced all evening. The boys seem to be avoiding me.
Yeah, well, that's funny.
Yes, I don't know what the matter is. I simply can't understand. Really, I can't.
You don't like.
Oh, I've been simply dying for a dance for years. Oh, simply dying. Really, I have.
I'm beginning to see why. Listen, sister, how's about me getting you a glass of water?
Oh, no. You're not going to get away from me now, you fly rascal. you men, you're all the same.
Well, sister, how about you and me playing a kissing game instead of dancing? Come on, sister, opportunity knocks but once.
A kissing game? Did you say a kissing game?
Yeah.
Would I like to play a kiss?
Yeah. I'll dart in and kiss you between hicks. So all you got to do is just close your eyes and start counting, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Now, one, two, three, four.
By special request of His Royal Highness, the Tipsicata Polka, introducing Sir Donald, Grand Duke of Hollywood, and his web-foot success.
Princess Cinderella, alone upon the balcony?
Certainly, Highness. I find the music of the night, the birds, splashing fountain, more sympathetic to my mood than the music of the ducks.
With you here, Princess, even the duck music seems ethereal.
Who are these strange little people?
More strange than you imagine. One told me that you would come tonight, and another said you would wear crystal slippers.
The one called Goofy keeps asking me if I've lost my slipper. He assured me that I will.
It is strange. All too strange. As if our story was already written and they had read it.
Do you believe these strange things that they say?
I must.
You must?
Because they say that someday I'll marry you.
Oh.
Princess, who are you? Your eyes say that we've met before.
Oh, yes. We have met many times.
When? Where?
In my dreams, my princess.
Thank you.
thought we'd live there forever. Just we two.
Forever and always, my prince.
Quiet! Cinderella, you lost your slipper yet?
Oh, of course not. Why should I?
Hey, give them the next dance, Cinderella.
Well,
I saw her first.
Too late, gentlemen. The next dance is mine. Come, princess. Hurry, my little friend. You must join us in the grand hall.
Okay, Grant. Come on, everybody.
Cinderella.
Yes, Your Highness.
I've been wondering. Wondering what strange magic brought us together this evening. Wondering why you came dancing into my heart.
Explaining love is something that I will never endeavor. It's hard to tell when love magic will vanish forever.
And you danced into my life tonight. I knew you'd live forever in the kingdom of my heart.
Dismayed at the lack of a man to pursue. I don't want a sailor, a gable or tailor. I just want a romance, 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 romance. Oh, really, I do.
A prince, I'm sure charming, and since you may doubt it, I'll tell you my system. You step to them face with a peppermint face, cause it pips up the gals when you kiss them.
Go. Where will I find her?
All you have to do is find her glass slipper.
You do that for a bitch.
Her glass slipper?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Search for the glass slipper. A fortune to the man who finds her.
A dollar.
Hey, Prince. Mickey. Mickey.
Slipper. Whoopee.
Yeah, her crystal slipper.
No. All you have to do is find the foot that fits the slipper, and that'll be Cinderella.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Then bless you, my friend. Perhaps the story will have a happy ending.
Yeah, you betcha. Me and Donald was responsible.
But Goofy, where did you find it?
Find it? We darn near had to break her leg to get it off.
But, it's time to say farewell, or here forever you must dwell.
Come on, Chief. Well, goodbye, Prince. We gotta go. Thanks for the time.
Goodbye, my friend, and thank you.
Goodbye, Prince. Maybe we can come back. Are you ready?
Hello, gang. Well, well, well. Welcome home.
Hi, John.
Well, Goofy, I saw that you two financial wizards got Cinderella's glass slipper all right.
Okay, we did.
Yeah, but did you remember to collect the reward?
Reward? Reward?
Sure, don't you remember? The prince offered a fortune to whoever found the glass slipper.
Gosh, no, that's right.
Clean, sparkling, healthy teeth. What a splendid reward for a few moments' daily care. Yes, and your teeth will more than repay you for the care you give them in the added brilliance of your smile and in helping prevent decay and its sometimes serious consequences. Now, obviously, all of us want shining, healthy teeth, and that's why we so strongly urge you to see your dentist at least twice a year. and to brush your teeth with Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing irium twice each day. I particularly emphasize Pepsodent because Pepsodent alone, of all dentifrices, contains irium. What does that mean to you? It means this. Marvelous irium helps Pepsodent gently brush away those stubborn, clinging surface stains on teeth that make them dingy and dull, that hide their true natural brilliance. With these masking surface stains gone, your teeth then glisten and gleam with all their glorious natural radiance. And this new beauty your smile reveals comes about safely, since Pepsodent with irium contains no bleach, no grit, no pumice. Try it. Gang, it's time to say goodbye until next week.
Bye,
Daddy. Well, Goosey, Donald, I suppose you know that if you can't pay the goose her $2, you're going to spend the next few weeks behind the bars. Is there anything you'd like to say before they take you to jail? Well, that's not all. Here's a telegram that just came for you. It's from the goose. And here's what she says. Quote, I still haven't got the part of Scarlett O'Hara, but I know they like me at the studio. I heard one of the directors say he'd like to have me as the main attraction at a banquet they're having next Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'd like to run across that goose at a banquet, too. There's plenty of potatoes and gravy.
Restrain yourself, Goopy. Here's the rest of the telegram. As you know, the only thing that's holding me up for the part is the fact that I don't have a southern accent. But don't worry, I'm taking lessons from a freshwater seagull from Miami. So long, honey child, and in the meantime, don't forget the $2, unquote. Signed, Goosey Goosey.
Hey, Donald, we can't waste any time. Let's get out and scare up that $2.
Yes, that one.
You better make it $2.50, boys. This telegram came collect. Again next Sunday at the same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on the program were Someday My Prince Will Come and Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Castle of Dreams from the production Irene. The castle and the orchestra was under the direction of Felix Mills. John Heaston speaking. This is
the National Broadcasting Company.
That's right, Donald. This is the National Broadcasting Company.